The title of this mini-podcast is Sunshine. Now, the grasshopper went Annie on me one morning when he said, "Sun in the morning, angel's warning." It took me a few moments to process what he had to say, and illumination was the overarching message. Whether the sun is visible or not, it's always there. It may be obscured by a cloud or shining on a different part of our world, but it's there. The angel's warning is not to fall into the trap that when illumination is not shining on you, that it's not available. It is. Sometimes it gets clouded over by too much thinking, or gets crowded out by envy of others who we perceive live in a sunnier environment. You have as much access to illumination as anyone currently on the planet, or who has ever lived. Once you know it's available, it's just a matter of finding ways to sun yourself. A quiet mind is the quickest portal I know to endless sunshine. When your mind gets quiet, you bask in the golden rays of illumination. And as the grasshopper reminded us in the past, serenity is the birthplace of creativity. There are many routes to a quiet mind, and if you haven't pursued one yet, I'm betting your disposition is less than sunny. Allow me to amend the words of one of the most famous sunshine sayings: "A day without orange juice is like a day without sunshine." Now, if you substitute the word quiet for the words orange juice, you have a proper warning. If you're living under a dark cloud, I heartily recommend finding a way to a quiet mind. There are countless ways to get quiet. You just have to step off in the direction of your choice. One of the easiest ways to begin is to take a few moments to notice what's going on in your body. The more you focus on the sensations in your body, the less focus you have for the thoughts in your mind. Find my free relaxation recording on this channel. It invites you to do an inventory of your body parts and notice the sensations going on in each one of them. It's just one of the ways to spread your blanket out on the beach and catch some rays. Final thought: let any glimpse of sunshine act as a reminder that illumination is one less thought away. All the best, John.